Welcome to My University Life podcast series. These podcast series are brought to you by the Student Advice Centre here in DCU. They aim to explore how students can flourish at university.
So welcome to our latest podcast from the My University Life podcast series. Today's podcast topic is on purpose, brought to you by myself, Deirdre Maloney, in conversation with my colleague of the Student Advice Centre, Connor Wilkinson. You may wonder what purpose has to do with life at university, but today we want to explore what exactly is purpose. You hear those two words mentioned quite a bit together, and they are meaning and purpose, and it is important to have it in your life. But where does life at university fit in with this? Purpose can appear in two ways. One is having a sense of purpose, and secondly, having purpose in life. So purpose in life is a self-organizing life aim. So those who have a purpose will dedicate their time and effort to activities that pursue it or ways to engage with it. So today we're going to explore purpose as a topic and how it can enrich our life at university, but also our future. So Connor, how do you see the role of education in developing purpose in life?
Hi, Deirdre. I suppose, well, the role of education in developing purpose in life is access to education gives freedom to find purpose. For some, it could be a sense of vocation, like, for instance, teachers. It can help students realize who they want to be as individuals. For others, it can mean the next stage of their journey, choosing areas of interest to explore further. An increase in knowing yourself can increase commitment to purpose. It helps us to understand, why are we here? While at university, one begins to select specific goals in life and are more likely to articulate that purpose later in life. Others return to learning, have a yearning to address long desires of changing their careers or experiencing a higher model of learning. This sense of purpose is in movement, moving forwards, not backwards, learning new ways to express one's thoughts, learning when things do not go according to plan, and recovering from that experience, but always moving forward. Achievement is linked to purpose as well. Every time we accomplish something, we feel a greater sense of who we are and what the next steps might be. We focus on new experiences, always feeling that sense of movement.
That's really interesting, Connor. It really shows that there are many layers to our learning through education, regardless of the type of level that it is at. Research has actually shown that having a purpose positively increases your well-being, along with hope, agency, grit, and perseverance. And when we think about university, we need all of those to be working well in order to achieve success at university. These are some of the necessary characteristics and strengths that help a student get through the ebbs and flows of university life, both academically, but also personally. When you look at hope, for example, this is the ability to find ways to surmount challenges. And agency is the sense that one has the necessary motivation to follow a pathway. So you can see how you need these in your life to navigate university.
Absolutely, Deirdre. I mean, when you think of exams, learning how to write your first assignment, being a first-year student, plucking up the courage to join a club or society, you need some hope and agency to want to step out of your comfort zone and explore different life experiences. I can recall many students at different ages at first feeling a sense of trepidation when carrying out an assignment. The fear of getting a poor mark or not understanding what's being asked. This can feel daunting. However, when the student decides, I'm going to attempt this, they find they are thinking about the material in new ways. Questioning the material, how it fits in their argument, or on delivery. Once it's achieved, there is a sense of relief. The sense that something purposeful has occurred. Even if it doesn't meet the student's expectations, they learn how to attempt it again with a clearer understanding. I recall one student who felt lost, who didn't know where their current program of study would take them or how it would define them. I mentioned how being interested in what you are studying can bring a sense of purpose to your life. That interest, the accomplishments are not wasteful. Instead, they can be transferable to other opportunities.
Okay, yes, Connor. The students have many different experiences at university, which makes a lot of sense. And research has shown that there are different types of student experiences when it comes to finding purpose. We don't all find it at the same time, and even realize that we have, you know, stumbled upon it when we do. So there's three main pathways to finding purpose, and university has a place in helping nurturing students' sense of purpose in the world. And there are various ways that this could happen. So the first example is being proactive. And this is when students actively seek out different experiences or subject choices to explore various paths. And this experience informs them then of what they might be interested in or what they do not. An example of that in DCU is some students will choose to go into common entry into science or common entry into engineering. And by going through that experience in first year, they get to see all different types of engineering or science subjects. And by second year, they have a better understanding, of where their pathway could be. The second example then is social learning. So this is when we see students finding a sense of purpose through role models or those around them, guest speakers in the classroom, for example, or through extracurricular involvement can inspire those to take certain paths in life. And the last path is the reactive path. And this is when students have sudden realizations of what they want to do in life. And this can certainly be as a result of an event or just being inspired by what they're learning during their time at university. Certainly, when I think about myself, I was definitely in that reactive group, in that I got into my studies and my life and I didn't think too hard about what direction that I was going to go. I had moved to another country to study at third level. So to me, that was enough of a challenge. And I didn't really want to have to think too much beyond that. It wasn't until that I had graduated and I was traveling around the world that I had that epiphany that I wanted to work in a university and make a difference in people's lives. In saying that, I did choose a degree that I did, which was a mix of sport with science and business. And that gave me options as to use the 3 years to figure out what my strengths were, but also what I actually genuinely enjoyed. So I guess I was proactive in seeking out a broad academic experience to see what I really wanted to do after graduation. And definitely as a result, for me personally, I realized that I was good at and loved the business side of sport and ended up working in that area for a long time.
Great. Yeah, indeed, Deirdre. Many of us encounter a sense of pause in our immediate daily life. And this can happen, as you say, at any stage. I suppose for me, it was a gradual development. I wasn't exactly sure where or what my pathway was. I had no specific direction. I suppose looking back, I did have goals. I wanted to continue with a sense of movement. Jobs rather than careers occurred for me, but I knew that I needed to be good and committed at whatever it was that I was doing, regardless of where I was. I wanted my achievements to be recognized as well. And I selected pathways with a conscious decision that working with other people and getting on with my colleagues was also an important factor. As a result, I experienced many different pathways. I worked in archaeology. I worked for national road schemes, working with engineers and geographers, accountants, public relations consultants. And through working with them, I realized I had my own contribution that was appreciated. With a background in history, which was my degree, I was surprised at how many of my colleagues from different backgrounds, those backgrounds I mentioned, were interested and impressed with my knowledge. Many would refer to me kind of funnily as the scholar, even though I felt less defined among them compared to their backgrounds. This eventually led me back into university environment. With my experience of working with accounts and reports and document control, I found these skills were identified by others in the university sector. And I became an advisor to postgraduate students on funding and program choice. I realized then that I was making an impact exactly as before, but in a more defined sense. My sense of purpose was more evident to me, helping others find their pathways.
Absolutely. And that's really, really interesting because this is for both of us, we really, the choices we made within university, but also after graduation helped find that purpose and really shows the time at university, how that impacts on students' sense of purpose and helps develop that purpose in life. It is that space and time in your life where you actually get to explore what it is makes you happy. You know, what purpose do you want to make or have in life? And if we were to look at time at university, you know, what activities are happening that help students find their purpose? And certainly one option is within the classroom. You know, you slowly build up knowledge and skill and understanding over time in slowly lighting up, which is slowly lighting up the path for your future. A lot of students sometimes, when I have meetings with them, they might be confused as to, well, what's the purpose of this particular module in the grander scheme of things? But each and every single module is giving you that knowledge or the skill or the understanding of the overall topic, which helps inform you or inspires you to different paths. Also as well, when you have in the class, you might have guest speakers, you sometimes have talks, sometimes the lecturer themselves are a source of inspiration to the students. You know, a really, really interesting lecture can create that love of a particular subject. And this can also create inspiration for wanting a certain career or a job. Also, you see a lot of self-reflection exercises built into modules. And these are also very powerful interventions to help students understand themselves by increasing their self-awareness. And as a result, then they have a better chance of finding what their self-purpose is, their purpose is and the purpose in life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can also prepare you, as you say, later in life. Some of the learning, both academically and socially, might not seem apparent in the immediate future, but many have looked back on their university life with a sense of nostalgia and a sense of realization that it brought them to points in their life where development or change is less daunting. A renewed sense of confidence and purpose arises unexpectedly.
Definitely. And I say outside the classroom, there's an experience there where students can join clubs and societies. You might find experiences through volunteering or even personal and professional development workshops. For example, in DCU, we have a career mentoring program where you get to meet people who work in your chosen career. So they're graduates and alumni who help students foster their sense of purpose. We also have a Pathways to Success program, which is a coaching program that helps you explore your strengths and your goals and how to learn how to motivate yourself and to take action in life. So building that self-awareness through proactive participation in university activities or accidentally being inspired by other people you meet definitely helps your purpose. So thank you, Connor. It was really, really interesting to kind of explore purpose today. So if anybody's interested in any of our other topics, you can find them on our My University Life podcast, which you can find on Spotify or on the Develop module through Loop. Thank you.
Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed these podcast series and that you found them useful. Remember, here at DCU, this is your student advice center. And we are here to assist you with any concern, small or large, during your studies. To learn more information about your Student Advice Centre, please visit www.dcu.ie/advice or contact us on student.support@dcu.ie.